come up, you're going to come out with some really big ahas, really great information that is going to inform your next steps on where you need to go. So first worksheet or your journal, we're going to just drop into a bigger business vision, a bigger business vision. So close your eyes, turn your attention inward, start with your hand on your heart. And take some deep full breaths. Just breathe in and out through your heart. And relax your jaw, relax your shoulders. And allow your attention to start to rest within. Follow your inhalations all the way deep down into your belly. And on your exhalations, just let go of the outer world. You've been doing a lot of things today. You have been possibly moving mountains. You've attended to a lot of details. You've taken care of people and things. And this is your time. This is your time to grace yourself, to tune inward, and to give your business, to give your vision a deeper look, and a time and space for it to bloom, for it to grow, and for it to surprise you. On your next deep inhalation, breathe in and out through your heart. Relax your jaw. And relax your shoulders. This is energetically where you hold your responsibilities. Right now, I want to invite you just to let all your responsibilities go, so that when you pick them up again at the end of this process, at the end of our time together today, you can do it from a different place within you. Another deep full breath, inviting your mind to slide down into your heart. Inviting your mind, your beautiful mind, to relax all the way down, down through your nasal cavity, the top of your throat, the base of your throat, the top of your chest, right down into the very center of your chest. And allow yourself to land in the center of your heart. And as you are in the heart center, just feel how warm it is, how cozy it is, how spacious it is. This is your place. This is your home zone. This is where you are connected with your soul. This is where you're connected at that very deep level to the unified field, the divine, where your soul really speaks to you, where your soul blueprint is available for you. And allow this inner sanctuary to be whatever is your inner sanctuary, someplace you're very, very comfortable. If you're someone visual, allow that visual to come up, whether it's a cozy room or someplace where you can look out and see forever, or maybe it's a beach or somewhere that just feels so wonderful and comfortable and safe and luxurious to you. And if you're someone who's not so visual, just needs to have that, you know, that feeling that you are just really safe and warm and connected. Another deep full breath. And allow either a movie screen to open up for you, just like the curtains just slide back, or allow yourself to be at an amazing viewpoint where you can see, like you're from the top of a mountain and you can see far and wide. And I want to invite you, and I'll help bring this in energetically, to bring in the vision of your business. So that, just like when you're up high in a mountain or an airplane, that you can look and you can see from where, way, way, way back when your business first started. Whether that was a month ago or whether that was 20 years ago. And you can see those, that very first inspiration you had. And you can also see where your business is today. And then if you look off into the future, you can also see where your business is going. That may be crystal clear, yet that may be a little bit foggy and cloudy. We're going to turn our sights right now into that future timeline of your business. And I want to open you up to your purpose, your mission, your movement. And what is it that you are wanting to create in your business, affect through your business in the next 3 to 5 years? Is there a certain number of people that you want to touch in a certain way? Is there a way of being, a change on the planet that you are here to really create? I know you have a purpose and I know you have a mission. So there is. So tap into that. And just let it start like a movie to play out. In the next year, in the next 2 years, in the next 3 years, what is the vision for your business? How big is your business going to grow? Maybe it's space and place oriented. Where will you be taking your this great work that you're doing in the world, product or service? Who is it going to affect? And because it's affecting whoever it's affecting, take it out a step further, and who is that going to affect? This mission that you're on, just really pull back and let the vision go big and wide. Where is this amazing vehicle of your business that takes your purpose and mission? Where is it that you want it to go in the next 3 to 5 years? We actually create better over a 3 to 5 year time span than if we look at a 1 to 2 year time span. It's exponential on how things start to unfold for us when we get out to that 3 to 5 year mark. And whatever it is that you're and where you're taking your business and the growth and who it's affecting and what is that going to be doing for you personally? Is that a certain dollar amount? Is that a certain, yes, bring that in. You know, you're in business to make a profit. You're also in business to make a difference. You're also in business for your satisfaction, your fulfillment, or possibly your freedom, or your sense of peace and purpose. So your business growth over the next 3 to 5 years, what is that going to do for you personally? What's going to do for you financially? What's it going to do for you on a purpose level, on a freedom level? Whatever speaks the most to you, and more than one of these categories is fine. I want you to tune into that. We're not writing anything down quite yet, but we will in just a moment. Now I want you to take a deep full breath. And I want you to bless this vision. And the way you bless it is you make sure it's connected to the divine. You're connected to the divine and your vision is connected to the divine. Whether it's wrapped in light, you see it plugged in, you see it as part of the greater picture, whatever it might be. And now I want to invite you to either go up a little bit higher so you can see farther, or you can, on the movie screen, you can pull back a little bit more so you've got more space, more room. It's time to make your vision bigger. It's time to dream bigger than you've ever dreamed. And I want you to tune in and let this question drop in, and then notice what comes up for you. Question's going right to the heart. If I was to dream bigger than this, if I had could create a vision even bigger than this, what is it my heart wants for me in a bigger vision than the big vision I just tuned into? And just sit back and open up to what that is, what that looks like, and what that feels like. And how is that affecting you? How is that affecting the world? How is that affecting change? Surprise yourself. Stretch. Listen to your heart. And how would you feel if you turned the dial up on your vision that much? And if you didn't turn it up, I want you to turn it up. Just take that dial and turn it up. And what's a bigger vision than even your big vision? All right, take another deep full breath. Wrap that in a beautiful divine bubble. Make sure that's connected to the divine. And I want you to surrender it. I want you to give it to the divine. And it's time to stretch and grow even bigger than that. Just letting the question drop into your heart, opening up to what comes up for you. What's an even bigger vision over the next 3 to 5 years for my business, for my work in the world, for my purpose, than I have thought of or tapped into or imagined yet? What does my heart want for me for the biggest vision possible I can tap into today? And just tap into that. Just open up, just like you're a flower and you're just allowing yourself to open up to what that vision is. What is that? What is it that's even more, that can create even more change, that could create even more goodness, that could create even more profit for you? What would you do with that? That'll create even more freedom, more peace, more satisfaction, more fulfillment. Take a deep full breath. Let that really play out, and I want you to notice how that feels. Now open your eyes and do a stream of consciousness on your biggest vision that came up for you. And I want you to write down what your biggest vision is. That biggest vision that just came up for you. Just take a moment and write that down. Just whatever came up, whatever you can remember about that. The last vision you just tapped into, the one you really stretched for. Write down the details of that. Just let it all pour out, capture it here, so you've got it. What that big vision is. Even the parts that scare you a little bit, write them down. There's always more possible than we can think, because there's a part of us that's always trying to create the future with the past. It's just how we're wired up, so we've got to continue to stretch and grow and allow ourselves to be very surprised. Because so much more is possible than any of us can really imagine. Okay, so once you have your big vision written down, and if you need more time, just pause. We're going to tune into the next question here. It's very important, so close your eyes. Tune right back into your heart. You're going to go in. You're going to get the truth. You're going to come out with it, record it so you've got it, and you can refer back to it. Why is this important? Just dropping that question into your heart. Why is this bigger vision so important for me? So important for me, for my business. Tune into the truth of that and then write that down. Why is it so important? Next question. Tune back in. Similar question, but it's going to hit a different part of you. So drop this into your heart. If I really tell myself the truth, what can this make possible for me? What can this make possible? This greater vision. What can it change? What can it shift? What can it make possible? What can it open up? And one more question for this part of our process. Tune back in, put your hand on your heart, and how will you feel when this is created, when this is manifested? How will you feel? You want to start feeling that now. How are you going to feel? Are you, full of passion? Are you excited? Are you feeling incredibly peaceful and satisfied? Is it that you feel so amazingly free? It might be a sense of relief even. How is it that you will feel in creating this bigger vision?